Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
And Jess, for the first time in
a hot minute, a
couple of months, Will from the newsroom is back in the studio. Hello, Will.
What's up?
What's up? Actually, great question, Will.
Yeah.
What's up? No, you've been...
That's good to be here.
You've been getting up at, what, 3 a.m.?
A little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, which has been great fun. No, I've been filling in on our sister station doing news, so I'm not haven't been a stranger to... the building, but yeah, been a while since I've
we have a crisp
jumped on the show.
High five when we see you as you're leaving, as we arrive for the day.
Yeah. I did leave a little bit earlier the other day, and I did see Tim driving, which was a great thrill.
He came into the building and was like, "It was so exciting. Yeah. I saw Will today."
Because the last couple of times I've seen Will, he hasn't seen me, and there's nothing more embarrassing than like making a big like flashing lights,
a big
waving,
to-do of it,
and then just.
I'm just too important sometimes.
But Ava's been doing this for the last few months. She's absolutely killing it. But today, you're in here. Let's rip in.
Level up your event or building site with Aim Higher.
Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom today brings us three news stories. He's going to leave out some key elements. Tim, it is our job to fill in those blanks.
Kendrick Lamar's making news, which is pretty... relevant to us.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing? Not Kung Fu Kenny.
This is wild. Have you seen this?
I think I could be wrong.
Chris from the newsroom came to me almost weeping this morning. And he's already put down a down payment.
Chris from the music department.
Oh, yes, the music department. Sorry, I said newsroom, didn't I? I was looking at Will.
Is this the... he's playing in...
Kendrick Lamar's coming to Ballarat.
Yes.
I honestly thought this was a joke, but
So Spilt Milk, the festival, which is around, well, it goes to Ballarat and other regional towns around Australia, but it's back this year. It was cancelled last year. It's back this year, and Kendrick Lamar is headlining.
That's not just Kendrick Lamar, but Doechii's also
Doechii's
coming
there, and Rebecca Black.
Oh my God!
It's on Friday as well. Announce it on a Friday.
Yeah, huge news. Random that Kendrick's going to be in Ballarat. I mean, the Western Bulldogs are playing in Ballarat this weekend as well, so I don't know who's bigger.
Everything's big in Ballarat.
Probably the Western Bulldogs. Really being put on the map, so good on them. The women's NRL State of Origin continued overnight. There was another game last night, but Queensland had an interesting build-up to the match. What happened beforehand?
I mean, they did ask me to play, and I was like, guys, sorry, I'm busy.
You're retired now.
I did, Will, I don't know if you know this, I actually used to play with the captain. Well, I don't think she's even the captain anymore. But the original captain of the NRLW Maroons, I played on the same team as can you imagine?
It's like me playing with Paddy Dangerfield.
She used to say,
just
stop smiling and start tackling.
did they do like some kind of war cry before? Like, you know, like their version of a haka?
No, there was a misdirected kick during the final stages of their preparations down in the rooms that hit a sprinkler and the entire room flooded right before they were meant to go out. Luckily, it actually was right before they were meant to go out. So I think they just went out anyway.
Yeah.
Probably out of the rooms.
That's
and,
so funny.
Left everyone else to clean up the flooding.
Enjoy.
In the
See
rooms.
You at halftime.
So, yeah, not a great start. I'm not actually sure if they won or not, but anyway. and the world's oldest person in the world is in the news. What's happened?
Where are they?
Did they pass?
They've died.
How old?
Will.
Nearly 117.
That's
a
good rate. Yeah.
It's just the story you're telling, but the way you're telling it is so...
Like, what's fascinating?
They died.
The oldest
what
person
did they
in
do?
The
world.
So
They're
now
dead.
Someone else is the oldest person in the world.
And who is it?
It was a nun from Brazil.
It was a nun from Brazil who was the old second now? And did she also pass away?
No, the oldest person in the world, a nun from Brazil, has passed away at the age of 116 years and 326 days. Now a woman in the UK.
So close to 117.
Yeah. A woman in the UK is now the oldest living person at 115 and 252 days.
Okay.
There you go.
So
Getting
we'll
close.
See how long she lasts.
Well, Will.
It doesn't... That is horrendous. It doesn't really matter because, as we've stated multiple times on the show, I will take that crown eventually because I will never die.
That's true.
Don't want to.
I thought that would be older, the oldest person in the world. I thought that would be
to the funeral and say that.
Well, I thought they'd be closing on like 130.
Do better.
Yeah, all right. Have you been paying attention? It's thanks to Aim Higher, level up your event or building site with Aim Higher. We're going to get you to stick around because you'd like, there's something you'd like to share, not just to myself and Jess, but we thought because you've been on the show for so many years that it was worth letting everyone know kind of what's going on. So are you keen to stick around and get into that?
Yeah, I may as well.
Will from the newsroom still in here. And as we were just saying before, we haven't seen Will in a while. He's been doing some early mornings, but he's back for us this very special Friday.
Graced us with his presence for a very special day.
Yes. Mm. Now, Will, thank you very much for sticking around. It was great having you to run your old segment of Have You Been Paying Attention?
Yep.
Can we just note, Will was the first one to get it sponsored.
100%.
Yeah. And no money, you can own that.
No money went to your pocket ever. But Will, we got you to stick around because you've been on the show for years. We love your guts. Got some news. We're personally super excited for you. It affects the show.
And devastated.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you haven't caught on by now, I will be departing K-Rock, which is why I'm here this afternoon to spend it with you guys. So I'm moving on to an exciting new role with the Kangas. The North Melbourne Football Club, in a bit of a media role there. So
not a mid-season draft pickup?
No. Although one of the questions, so they give you like a few questions to answer to get to know you sort of thing. And one of them is, if you could choose an office perk, what would it be? And I just said, the opportunity to line up in the midfield for one game.
Wow.
Imagine they put you out there.
Yeah. Round 24, playing West Coast, sure. You know
what? Socks up.
We'll put you on ball. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's very exciting.
Yeah. We personally, like off air, we know that this is something you've been looking forward
to
and working towards for what, almost 10 years now since you left school?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, long time.
Huge.
My goodness. So.
And you've had such an incredible career here at K-Rock, not just here at K-Rock, but obviously doing news elsewhere as well. And we've got a few people here to celebrate you, Will, because this team would not be the same without you.
Now, Will, you've been an incredible, I guess you started as a student here in the newsroom, and you've worked under some incredible people who are still here and no longer work at the radio station, and you left a big impact. You were here before Jess and I, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you've also trained up some rookie cadet journalists under you as well, and I think your legacy will live on here at K-Rock for a long time.
There are some rumours that people have actually been super curious about, because today's your last day, right?
Yep,
so you're out of the door and after 6 o'clock, you're out of here.
That's it.
There has been rumours and speculation for years. And I feel like, because you've never said on air who you've barracked for. You said,
as a good journalist, you've remained very impartial over the years. But you do have a team.
Now, you are going to work for the Kangaroos.
I'm on the Shinboners.
You're on the Shinboners, okay. But would you like this opportunity?
I will say I'm a big, big Doggies fan.
Okay.
Yeah. Love my dogs. which was, if I could just say quickly, last night was pretty surreal because I was at the game between the Bombers and the Kangas and doing a little bit of shadowing down in the rooms for the Kangaroos. And it was Caleb Daniels' 200th game.
Former Dogs.
Former Bulldogs player. And
did you get a little starstruck?
And then a lot of his former teammates from the Bulldogs were down in the rooms with him. So like Marcus Bontempelli was there, superstar, Ed Richards, Tom Liberatore, all these blokes. And I just thought, oh, you guys, you come for my first day at North Melbourne. So that was pretty
cool. It's adorable,
cool.
But then none of them are Cats players, so we don't care.
Yeah, absolutely. But Will, thank you for everything, whether it's been Have You Been Paying Attention, whether it's always in the news, keeping people across Geelong informed as always, even just catching up with Jess and I for lunch pretty much every single day. We love you and you're up for big things. Thank you very much.
Thanks to my K-Rock family.
There we go.
I've already had my cry this morning. I'm not going to do it again.
Fair enough. I was waiting for it to happen, but it didn't happen.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Tim, this weekend's a big weekend for me. I'm very excited.
Yep.
And very nervous. It's my first ever wedding expo.
Yes. Now, for people that are listening maybe for the first time, you're not planning a wedding.
No.
You want to be part of somebody's wedding plans.
Hopefully many people's wedding plans.
You're a registered marriage celebrant.
Mm-hmm.
Could you? Are you also like a justice of the peace? Because I got a heap of back paperwork to catch up on.
No.
Can you sign that
I'm
off?
I'm not a justice.
God damn it.
There is some paperwork I can sign off. I don't know if I can sign all of it.
This is the main reason I was excited for you. I was like, finally, I don't have to get all this.
No, but I can.
I need a stat deck signed.
I can legally marry you if you're not currently legally married. Okay. So you are currently legally married. I can't do anything for you, Tim.
That's a shame.
But yes, this Sunday is my first ever wedding expo where I will be an exhibitor. I have a booth.
Mm-hmm.
I've been setting up my booth for weeks now.
You literally got the last spot on the bill. You're right near the door.
We're right near the exit. So please make sure you find me.
Hey, last impression. Whoever laughs last laughs loudest.
And I do laugh loud.
Very loud.
This is what I'm worried about, Tim, because I don't know what the etiquette is of a wedding expo. I've never been to one. Even when I was planning my own wedding, it's like it never really lined up with... You know, when our wedding day was. By the time the wedding expo came around, I'd already booked everything, so it didn't make sense to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of wishing I had have been, so at least I had some sort of, marker as to what I'm supposed to do there. Because I've just kind of made a lot of assumptions.
Is your, the way you're meant to approach people, let's put it like this. Are you going to be like in a shopping center, like Warm Ponds, standing in the middle? Like, are you approaching me? Or am I approaching you?
This is the exact question I wanted to ask because I have made flyers with a nice discount for anyone who wants to book with me. and I've made like price lists and like I've got my business cards.
Yeah.
So ideally, I would love for people to come up to me if they're interested. They might see my signage and go, wow, that looks really cool.
It's bold. It's beautiful.
It is bold. And then, you know, when they come and chat to me, I can give them all the paperwork, right?
I don't think you're an approacher. I don't think, again.
You think I need to step back.
I guess it's, you'll be able to see, probably within the first 15 minutes, you'll see what other people are doing.
Yeah.
I guess it's a learning experience for you. But I think you're, like, what is most likely you do is you just stand there and look welcoming.
Right.
Look ready to chat. Just
do you think I have a welcoming face?
Well, I think you just, I'm not saying, I think that's what you need to do.
Right, okay.
I think you do, but I think make sure you're on.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't just sit there because you do have an RBF.
I do.
So
I really do sometimes.
Face. So
yeah.
We just need, just be mindful of that. And I think it's like, you just need to be ready. So if someone comes up and be like, hey, how you going? My name's Jess. Like, congratulations.
Yeah.
Like, I think make sure you get on the front foot. Not too keen.
Okay.
Don't immediately be giving out paperwork.
Right.
Maybe ask them about...
Have a peruse.
Ask them how they met.
Yeah.
I think. Start learning about their story early on. Like, what are you doing
Reel them in.
Yeah. And then at the end, be like, oh, by the way, I'm a marriage celebrant.
Yeah.
I think they're
going to figure that out. That's the half the problem. It's not like I'm just at the shopping center in the middle trying to approach people and are you getting married?
I think
everyone that's coming there is planning a wedding.
I think it's a late sell. I think it's more about getting to know whoever comes up to you. And then at the end, you go, well, like, I would love to be able to help you. Here's all my information.
Yeah.
I don't think if they're speaking their story, don't be like, oh, I could do that. Oh, I could do this.
Yeah.
Bit keen, bit eager.
Okay, so yeah, this is what I'm worried about, being a bit too keen.
Sell at the end.
And so I shouldn't bring like a microphone and a speaker?
I mean, unless it's got auto-tune.
Yeah.
Then I would come to my wedding, say I do. I wish we had an auto-tune machine so I could have...
That was pretty good.
It was not, Jess. Thank you. Good.
See?
Excellent.
Look at her, personable.
You're ready. Here we go. This is Tim and Jess. I was tasked with what to me was a very simple thing to do by my mum.
Yep.
Mum and dad, one of her sisters and my uncle, they're going to be coming to town next weekend.
Nice.
They're going to go to the Cats game on Sunday afternoon. They're playing the
Giants. They hit you up for tickets, did they?
They did hit me up for tickets. And I was like, look, I'll get you some tickets.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's going to come as well. We'll make a day of it.
Cute.
Let's go to the football. I was tasked with acquiring the tickets because mum was just like, well, do it, please.
Well, you also work there now, so.
Get us some seats together.
Yeah.
So, good seats, Tim. We want good seats. We want to see everything. So I was like, all right.
Touching the back of the stadium?
In the car park. So went on Ticketmaster this morning, grabbed some tickets, found five, you beauty. And then I was like, okay, well, mum and dad, well, dad's in his 70s, mum's in her mid to late 60s, uncle and auntie, they're in their 60s as well. None of these tickets are printable.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Do you have to do the thing where you text them the tickets?
I do. Oh. Where I have to share individually. So I can't even just be like, Mum, here's your ticket for you and Dad. And Julie, here's your ticket for you and Peter, like my uncle and auntie. Yeah. It's like...
Everyone has to
give me your email addresses.
Oh, God. Everyone... And your dad's only just learning how to use his new phone.
And it's like, do you have a Ticketmaster account? No, I don't. Okay, all right. That's fine. That's fine.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe you can screenshot these tickets. Like, you have to have the
app.
Says
in bold.
Yeah.
Won't work if screenshotted. So... But I love a printed ticket. As much as like my membership for Essendon, who I support, super easy. I just go in and I go like, yes, I'd like a ticket for this game. I think I get access to 8 games a season.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes, boop. You put it in your wallet. You go up to the stadium. I went to the game last night against North Melbourne. Boop,
by your wallet, you mean in. Your phone wallet.
Yeah, phone wallet. Phone wallet. Boop. And it's funny. I had a parking ticket because I'm going to the Cats and Pies game on Saturday night. Yeah. And I had a parking ticket and I got it printed out. Ava in the newsroom was like, hey, boomer, you printing your tickets out? But I was like, no, I like printing out a ticket. Because, you know, you've got it physically there in your hand.
My husband still likes printing plane tickets.
Yeah, I like it.
Like, the last time we went up to Brisbane, I checked in on my iWatch. What was that? Yeah.
What?
I was that guy.
How do you do that?
It's just in your wallet. So I just opened my wallet on my iWatch.
That is wild.
And I went, boop. I felt like a spy kid. It was amazing. My husband's there with his printed ticket.
I'd like to get a one plane, please. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Even the flight attendant was like, oh, my God. Can we use the watch? I was like, it's your system.
Babe, you work here. Wanted to open the phone. It's 5223295. Is it old? To use printed tickets. Mm-hmm. Like, is it... I just think it's easier, especially for, you know, people that are a little bit older.
Yeah.
And I know there are a good amount of people now that are really cross technology and it's super easy. But this will be my... This is my Roman Empire now.
Yeah, if you had to make four separate Ticketmaster accounts.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. We're going to hit the phones now. Denise in Blair Gowrie from across the bay. Hello, Denise.
Yeah.
How do you feel about printing tickets? Do you think it's an old thing to do?
It is an old thing to do, and I'd rather do it. I tried to send my tickets, my Geelong Cats tickets, to my brother-in-law in Geelong, and he was unable to do it, so he had to go into the club, and they printed it off for him.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, there you go. That's there's an option to him.
Yes. And while he was there, an elderly gentleman was trying to buy a membership, and because he didn't have an email address, he was denied membership.
Oh, my God.
I think that's a lot of clubs would have that as well. I mean, you'd be like, here's my physical address. You can come by and you can, you know, that's where I'll deposit my money. Okay. Well, Denise, appreciate that. Julie, in Lara, do you think it's like an old thing to want to print your tickets?
No. I'm with the printer all the way. Even when I buy tickets online for concerts or anything, I still print them off. I have an iPhone. I have no social media. I think I might have the wallet thing in it, but I don't know how to use it.
Thank you,
I was at Coles the other week and the system went down. And all the people paying with their phones couldn't pay, but I still had my cards in my wallet.
There you go.
So yeah.
Cash is king.
I'm printing all the way. It's not an old thing to do. I'm 54, so I don't think that's old. Maybe
no,
it is.
No, you're not old.
Thank you. But no way, I'll be printing till the day I'm not here anymore.
Okay, well, as because we just all agreed you're so young. That's still miles and miles away.
Still got many, many years.
Hopefully.
So you're all good. I was worried. Last night I was going to the football and I had my ticket and I was like, if my phone dies, or do I just beg?
Well, Tim, that's what Kate from Inverlee was saying to me. Kate, you always print your tickets as well, don't you?
I do, Jess. Yep, I'm a very nervous passenger. So I just like the hard copy in my hand, and I'm happy to use my phone if need be, but I always like a hard copy. Yep.
Especially on planes, right, Kate?
Oh, yeah. Very nervous. And I recently travelled with my daughter, who's very much like you, and she made me nervous because she's like, no, she'll be right. Don't worry. and that made me nervous. But, yeah, she was fine. So I guess Yeah, two sides.
Kate, I for my honeymoon last year, I didn't even print my itinerary. It was just on my phone. Everything was on my phone.
That's wild.
Yeah, I believe it. She's like that. Right. And I've got two copies and I get. So, I get it.
Kate, I get it. I appreciate your input. Thank you very much, everyone there, for giving us a call. So I'm genuinely worried that next Saturday on Mother's Day, I'm going to be my wife, who is the mother to our child, my own beautiful mother, who's going to be celebrating her day. They're all going to be celebrating in the car park because they can't get into the game.
And yet they're going to be trying to call you, and instead of saying Happy Mother's Day, you're going to be ignoring their calls.
Yes. Get the tickets to be printable. I don't think it's that hard.
This is Tim and Jess.
If you're on TikTok, and Jess, I know you're one of these people, you're across the latest like internet trends and TikTok trends, right? Have you seen the hypothetical argument going around at the moment? I feel like your husband might have brought this up to you about the who would win a fight between 100 average men and a gorilla.
Yep.
Has your husband approached you with how he feels about this?
Yes.
Okay. What's his thoughts?
His thoughts was the 100 men would be able to take on the gorilla.
Okay. Now, a gorilla, that's a beast.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's a heavy, like hundreds of kilos,
You
super
and I
strong.
Had the pleasure of once getting like a behind-the-scenes tour of the zoo. And do you remember when they took us into the gorilla enclosure? Like, when you get up close to some of these.
Ripped a tree out of the ground.
Huge.
Ripped a tree out
They're
of the ground.
So big.
And we're talking about a silverback, like alpha, like top of the pops.
And they're aggressive.
Primate. They are like, very aggressive when they want to be. And especially if you're in this hypothetical, everyone's in fight mode.
Yeah.
I see, that's the thing. Like, I see a lot of arguments where 100 men would eventually wear down a gorilla, or they go, no, this gorilla would just dunk, 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 one by one, or even two by two would just take out these men and
I don't think 100 is anywhere near enough.
Really? I've only just started seeing it on my Instagram reels, but what I did see, I'm really grateful for, and I have a bit of audio here, from a bloke, an Aussie bloke by the name of Adam Thorne. Now, he's a wildlife adventurer and primate specialist. He hosts a show called Kings of Pain on the History Channel. He's got a podcast. He put out a video, and he's like, hey, I think that I could probably weigh in on this because like I've spent my life studying gorillas.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the audio? Because imagine if you're listening and your partner or you have been thinking about this, talking about this, maybe you could use this to go home to your partner and be like, you're an idiot.
Okay.
So
I like this.
Let's have a listen.
I can't even believe I'm answering this, but given the fact I've studied primatology and seen gorillas close up in the wild, I feel like I should weigh in. You wouldn't fit 100 men around a gorilla to start with. That just wouldn't work. So I'm assuming you would have to throw groups of men at the gorilla at a time, probably 5 men. Now, this is a replica skull of a mountain gorilla.
Quite big.
5 men are going to be absolutely decimated by a gorilla. The gorilla will turn them into confetti very quickly.
Oh.
But given the fact that silverback gorillas can be 400 to 500 pounds, that's a lot of energy to move, so that gorilla is going to get tired pretty quickly. So after a few groups of men, that gorilla is going to be very low on energy, and then the men can then, you know, overwhelm the gorilla and probably win. But a lot of yous are getting hurt, seriously.
So that's what someone who studied these creatures for his entire life, pretty much most of his adult life, has said, is that men would win against the gorilla.
Can we just focus on the fact that he said the first couple of rounds would be turned into confetti?
Ripping human beings into confetti. I definitely wouldn't want to be in the first wave.
Nope.
Chuck me at the back, and at the end be like, yeah, we did it, boys.
Look
yeah,
at us go.
Let's go. Let's go. So I was surprised. I thought it'd be gorilla all day. But I haven't had as much time to think about this as like people like your husband who'd sit there and go, here's why I'd win. But I mean, he was right at the end of the day.
Yep.
So you don't have to tell him this as well.
I definitely won't be. Okay. He doesn't need that.
And he's not listening, ever.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.